That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. Just want to give you a heads up about the Auxiliary Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair coming up Saturday, March 16th. You can put it on your calendar whether you want to attend and do some shopping or whether you want to be a vendor at the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair. You can contact an auxiliary member at the Norton Eagles for more information. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast, and remember, I'm just telling you the forecast, I don't make the weather. For today, it's going to be sunny with a high near 17 and a wind chill value as low as minus 12 with a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of snow before 3 a.m., then a chance of flurries between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around minus 5 with wind chill values as low as minus 22. Our chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. On Sunday, there's a Saturday, there's mostly sunny and cold with a steady temperature around minus 2 with wind chill values as low as minus 27. And it's going to be blustery on Saturday with the northwest wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers, mainly afternoon. It should be mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 1. On Monday, a 20% chance of snow showers. It should be mostly cloudy and cold with a high near 3. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 21. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 31. Currently, with fair skies, it is 6 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is northwest at 14 with gusts to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.83. The dew point is minus 2 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 11 degrees. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, January 12th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Are you warmed up?
Yes.
It is.
Till the next
cold.
Time, we have to go outside.
I know. It is so, only 6 degrees with the minus 11. So it's just going to be like that all the way through the weekend and the first of next week. So everybody, please be very careful. Take all your precautions. Don't forget to check on your neighbors and also your pets. If it's too cold for you, it's too cold for them. They need shelter at least if you can't bring them in. Make sure they have adequate shelter that they can keep warm and fresh food and water also. So take care of your pets, take care of your neighbors, and take care of yourselves. It is cold out there.
I'm going to touch on something that kind of goes with that. I know there are certain breeds that are more acclimated to the cold. However, those breeds, especially if they were born and raised here, may not necessarily, they may like the cold more than a regular breed or a different breed, but they're not used to these extreme colds. As if they were born in Alaska or, you know, in Antarctica or whatever. So you still need to be conscious of the fact that they're not used to these extreme colds and they still need to be watched.
That's a good point. Hey, I also want to let you know about the wind chill. We are under a wind chill warning today starting at 6 p.m. until the 16th. at noon, and a wind chill advisory for today starting at 11 o'clock. So remember that it's not going to go away. And like Mandy said, you know, take care of your pets, even if they are, you know, a husky, which are animals that like the cold weather. This is, you know, they're born and raised in Kansas, and they're mm-hmm. not Alaska dogs. So, yeah. Hey, we do want to thank the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank, for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. So because of them, we're able to bring you all of these weather reports and closings, just like, you know, Monday and Tuesday, busy, busy, busy with all that. So we want to thank the bank for sponsoring our weather reports. All right, let's do a little bit of a cap on what's going to be going on this weekend. Tonight is basketball in Fieldsburg. You can catch all that action right here starting at 6 o'clock.
A little before, yep.
On KQ&K, Jeff and Brexton will be calling the game, and that'll be a lot of fun. Also, on Saturday, we have wrestling.
We have wrestling today, too. It starts. The tournament starts today.
During the day?
Yep. What time? Actually, we have a guy on the mat right now. So he'll be in and out throughout the day.
I wish I'd known that. Hey, okay, so we have wrestling today, and we will also have wrestling tomorrow. And then tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock is pregame for the Kansas City Chiefs, and then the game starts at 7 o'clock. This is their wild card game against the Miami Dolphins. And, boy, we're really showing the Dolphins, aren't we?
Yes.
Because they're coming from Miami. Are going to be playing the coldest game. It's predicted to be the coldest game in NFL history. So welcome, Miami, to Kansas. I think that's just hilarious. Anyway, so we got a big sports weekend, and Sunday's kind of a rest day.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have much going on Sunday, but we've got today and tomorrow full of sports. So keep your radios tuned to KQNK, AM and FM, and you can watch the basketball game on the basketball game tonight on Facebook Live, and you can also watch the wrestling on Facebook Live, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Really busy, busy, busy for our Norton kids, but good luck to all the Blue Jays. All right, are you ready for trivia?
I am ready.
All right, your trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can stop in and visit our Norton Pizza Hut. Dine in with family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And remember, at our Norton Pizza Hut, they deliver from open to close. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer to the trivia, and you will be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. If you have won in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give someone else a chance to win. And if you want a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But remember, when you pick it up, you have a week to use it. 785-877-3378. So this is kind of a Google question, I think, for just about everybody.
Darn it.
I know. But you, in your history today, you have something in there about the TV show Dragnet.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be fun to ask a question about the TV show Dragnet. 785-877-3378. So, seen at the beginning of every episode, what was Joe Friday's badge number? Seen at the beginning of every, I knew this because my parents and my grandparents love that show. We watched it all the time, and it was burned into my memory. Seen at the beginning of every episode, what was Joe Friday's badge number? Be the first caller with the correct answer, 785-877-3378. And while we wait on that answer, while we wait everybody get on their Google, we're going to go to Open Market Report, brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit, with offices in Fieldsburg and in Hayes.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Fieldsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets. Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, the country is very slow to start this morning as many are busy digging out from yet another snowstorm and finding extremely cold winter temperatures. Asking prices are around 275 plus in the north and 174 plus in the south. Some light business was reported in parts of the north yesterday, with dress deals ranging from $272 to $275. The low end of the range is $2 lower than last week's weighted averages, while the high end is no worse than steady with last week's basis Nebraska. We could be another late Friday afternoon trade as beef cutouts are expected to be higher with light to moderate box movement. Over at the Mercantile, February live cattle down 27 cents at 171.52. April down 22 cents at 174.35. January feeder cattle up by a nickel at 226.35. March up currently by a penny at 227.40. February lead hogs down 105 at 71.57. April down 97 at 78.07. Over at the Board of Trade, March corn down by 3/4 at 457 and a quarter. May down by a penny at 468 and 3/4. January beans up 2.5 at 1233 and 3/4. March up by a penny at 1237 and a half. March Kansas City wheat up 3.25 at 619 and a quarter. May up by 3 cents at 624 and a quarter. Chicago wheat for March up 4 cents at 607 and a half. May up by 3.75 at 620 and a half. Over to Wall Street, the Dow Index up 50.68, NASDAQ up 70.59, and the S&P 500 up 20.70 on the Kansas Ag Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, January 12th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Okay, first things first, we did get a correct answer on our trivia. George Gassman called. He just called right away as soon as we went to our break, and he had the correct answer. So my question was, seen at the beginning of every episode, what was Joe Friday's badge number? And the answer was 714. Throughout the Dragnet series on radio and television, Jack Webb, as Sergeant and later Lieutenant Joe Friday of the LAPD, wore badge 714 that was seen at the beginning and end of each episode. In 1982, after Jack Webb's death, the LAPD ordered flags flown at half-mast, then permanently retired Joe Friday's badge number 714, where it's now displayed at the LAPD Academy's museum.
Very interesting.
Very. George, congratulations. You won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, I'm ready to get started. You ready to get started?
I am ready.
All right, we are going to get started with Party Line. First things first, we want to remind you we are waiting on phone calls. If you know anyone that's having a birthday today, tomorrow, or Sunday, please give us a call, 785-877-3378. Let's get them on the birthday list. At the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call. Let's get them on the list, because at the end of the show, we are going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., and also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, beautiful lady.
Good morning, Jean.
I know you missed my voice, but that's okay.
We have missed you terribly. What do you got for us today?
Today is, of course, Good Luck Blue Days. This is all weekend. Miss Kobe, Undershirt's birthday today, and Patricia Otter tomorrow.
All righty.
Yeah, so my scooter, Marvin, Millie, and of course my Hadley. I can't forget my favorite person, Hadley.
Well, let's give one big shout out hello to everybody.
Okay. And you guys be safe out there, okay?
We are, and you have a great weekend, Jean.
Weekend. You remember to walk like a penguin when it's snowing out.
Oh, believe me,
I think
no choice.
Everybody on Facebook knows to walk like a penguin.
There's really not much choice right now. Thank you, Jean.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend.
You too. Okay, bye-bye. All right. That's how you do it. Well, I was talking about the anniversary. How many do we have? Just
none.
One? I thought we had one. None?
None.
No anniversary so far this week. Get those anniversary calls in. 785-877-3378. You're going to give somebody a chance to win a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. See all the wonderful items they have. If you stopped in, you know, last week, stop in again this week because they're always getting new items in at Garden Gate, etc. Stop in and visit them. They're here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel. Doesn't matter how you want to travel, planes, trains, automobiles, or a cruise. Click Your Heels Travel has you covered. Call them today at 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, call us here at 785-877-3378. Let's get those anniversaries in. We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Sunshine Learning Center, the Norton Theater, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, the Norton American Legion, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. Do you have any reminders?
I do want to remind you about the MCL basketball tournaments. The first round of the 2024 MCL basketball tournaments, both the boys and the girls teams have earned the right to host first round games as the higher seeded teams. The Norton girls, with a record of 5-2, earned the number 3 seed, and they will play on Monday, January 15th at 6 p.m. at Stoll Gymnasium. Their opponent will either be Ellis or Plainville, and then the Norton boys with a record of 6-1 earned the number 1 seed, and they will play on Tuesday, January 16th at 6 p.m. at Stoll Gymnasium, and they will be playing either Smith Center or TMP. Admission for all MCL games is $7 for adults, $6 for students, and no passes are accepted.
Fun. Nice. Both of our teams got home games. That's awesome.
Yes.
Impressive. All right. Let's see. I did thank our sponsors. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to start talking about our Norton Chamber of Commerce. Donna was in on Wednesday and was telling us about all the great things that we got to look forward to with the Chamber. It's a new year, new events going on that include the dueling pianos that will take place at the Chamber Banquet on March 2nd. Now, if you're a Chamber member or you are an employee of a Chamber member, you can purchase tickets for dueling pianos. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I want to wish Aaron Davis a happy birthday on Sunday.
Aaron Davis on Sunday. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Happy birthday, Aaron. We were talking about the dueling pianos. You know, they had them last year, and it went over so well that they're coming back for the banquet again this year. We're going on a date.
Yep.
We're going to go see them. I'm excited. I think it's going to be awesome. That, again, is March 2nd, and you have to be either a chamber member or an employee of a chamber member to be able to purchase tickets. They're $50 each, and you can purchase those by either calling Donna at the chamber at 785-877-2501 or stopping in at the chamber office and talking to Donna. Travel and Tourism has a vacation package raffle that's coming up. You can check that out on their Facebook page. Their website right now, they don't have very much on it because they are under construction on their website. They're doing some new stuff. They're going to add some new things. So be sure to keep checking for discovernorton.com when it comes back online. Donna will let us know. We'll let everybody know when it's back online. But keep checking for that, and you can find out all the great things that go on here at our Chamber of Commerce. They're really getting busy. They want to let you know that they do have a position open for an assistant director. There is a job listing on their Facebook page. Go to the Norton Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, and they do have a job listing for that. You can see what they're looking for as far as the assistant, but it sounds like a fun job to me. So if you're looking for some employment, you might want to consider going to work for our Norton Chamber of Commerce. They're very flexible on hours and how many hours you want to work and stuff like that. So talk to them today, 785-877-2501, or stop in and visit Donna and the crew at the Norton Chamber office right here in Norton on State Street.
Every Friday, we give our listeners a chance to win a ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn at our Norton Theater, and we do that by playing a little bit of movie trivia, and our trivia questions come from currently playing movies at the Norton Theater. And so this week's trivia question for a chance to win that ticket and medium popcorn, as long as you've not won in the last 30 days, you can be the first correct caller, 877-3378. One of the new movies this week is Mean Girls, a remake of the 2004 Mean Girls. And what I want to know is, who are the two actresses that play the main character, Katie Heron? I want to know who played Katie Heron in 2004, and I want to know who played her in 2024's remake of Mean Girls. So who played the character Katie Heron in both the 2004 version and now the remake of 2024? While you Google it, everyone knows who played the 2004 version.
And I didn't know there was a new version, so I don't know.
And so you're going to have to look up the 2024 version because I didn't know who it was. And while you do that, I'm going to let you know what's playing at the Norton Theater January 12th. Through Wednesday, January 17th, they're carrying over Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, rated PG-13. After failing to defeat Aquaman the first time, Black Manta wields the power of the mythic Black Trident to unleash an ancient and malevolent force. Hoping to end his reign of terror, Aquaman forges an unlikely alliance with his brother, Orm, the former king of Atlantis. Setting aside their differences, they join forces to protect their kingdom and save the world from irreversible destruction. Premiering this week, Mean Girls, rated PG-13. New student Katie Heron gets welcomed into the top of the social food chain by an elite group of popular girls called the Plastics, ruled by the conniving queen bee, Regina George. However, when Katie makes the major misstep of falling for Regina's ex-boyfriend, she soon finds herself caught in their crosshairs. Tickets are $8 for adults, $7 for children 12 and under. There will be no Sunday discount tickets. Showtimes are Monday through Saturday at 7, Sunday at 5. The theater is closed on Thursdays.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning.
Do you have an answer?
Do you have an question?
All right. And who played Katie Heron in 2004?
Lindsay Lohan.
And who is the new Katie Heron in the 2024 musical version?
2024 musical version?
Yeah, the one that's coming. It's a musical, if you didn't know that.
Yes,
the remake.
Lori Wright.
How do you say it?
I don't remember what year we're in.
You were right, but how did you say her first name?
Anne Gorey.
Is that how? I didn't know how. I don't even know who she is. She's an Australian actress. But, yeah, and Gorey Rice plays the version for the 2024 remake, and Lindsay Lohan played the 2004. Who is this?
Heather Backman.
Heather Backman. All right. You've just won yourself a ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn. You can pick up that certificate here at the radio station.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So it is a musical.
It is a musical.
That blows me away.
You should have seen Natalie's face when I told her that. So, yes, Playing tonight through next Wednesday, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom and Mean Girls.
All right, I'm going to talk about a really great employment opportunity, a job opportunity that's opened up here in Norton, and that's at the Sunshine Learning Center. They're looking for lead teachers and assistant teachers, part-time and full-time. Some of the great benefits of working at Sunshine Learning Center are their flexible hours, you're always off on weekends, and you're always off on evenings. How great is that? And you get to work with the kids. You need to be at least 18 years of age. You need to pass a KBI background check. Your pay will be based on your experience, and all you have to do is stop in and talk to Jennifer at 110 North State Street at the Sunshine Learning Center. Let her know, you know, which position you'd be interested in, and start a great position at Sunshine Learning Center. Again, flexible hours, off weekends, and evenings. Couldn't get much better than that. A lead teacher and assistant teacher position has opened up for part-time and full-time at the Sunshine Learning Center, 110 North State Street, right here in Norton.
TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. Their lunch buffet is featuring chicken fried steak served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For tonight's dinner, you can enjoy a made-to-order ribeye steak or cod for the special this evening. Again, today's lunch buffet at TNC Kitchen is chicken fried steak. Tonight is ribeye steak or cod. We want to remind you that TNC Kitchen will be closed Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and 14th. They will open their regular business hours on Monday. And don't forget, you still have a chance to go and try this week's state pie, the Alaska Rhubarb Blueberry Galette Pie. Yum.
Check them out on Facebook. They have a picture of it.
They do. Yeah. They do. And remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
Awesome. The North American Legion wants to remind you that their club room is open every Friday at 4:30, where you can enjoy snacks and some great company. You can also reserve that club room for things like banquets and receptions, parties, reunions, and meetings. All you have to do is call Gary at 785-871-0509. Talk to him about wanting to reserve that room, find out the availability, and then you can have a great party, banquet, or reception in the club room at the Norton American Legion. Again, the Norton American Legion club room is open every Friday at 4:30, and you can enjoy some snacks and great company, and call Gary at 785-871-0509 for information on reserving that club room or information on the Norton American Legion. And remember, at the Norton American Legion, members and guests are always welcome.
We're still waiting on your phone calls here on the party line. If you know of anyone celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, we still have no anniversaries called in, which kind of isn't a surprise. We kind of looked at the calendar and didn't see any for this week. But if you know of one, call it in. And at the end of today's show, a lucky couple could win a certificate good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. We're still taking birthdays for today and over the weekend. Call them in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. And items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, 877-3378. If you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites, including Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, seltzers, and more, all ice cold and ready to go. Don't forget, you can also get your Kansas Lottery tickets, and you could be a winner with J&R Liquor. They're located at 112 North 1st Avenue in downtown Norton. Today is Friday. That means it is Favorite Flavor Friday, Recipe Day, where we're going to give you a new recipe to try out, and you can get those ingredients at J&R Liquor. And we have a different theme each month, and we have the January theme of Warm You Up.
We hit that pretty good, didn't we?
We did. You know, well, we kind of got it because you had been looking ahead at the forecast, saw what we were in store for. Yay. And so we were like, well, we'll just give them recipes that will help warm them up. And to that means that these are served warm cocktails. And so I actually found a really good website and was able to find all of my recipes for the whole month and have them printed out and ready. And so I gave Natalie the choice of three different recipes on which one she wanted to share with you today. And she chose the Oreo Mint White Hot Chocolate.
Doesn't sound good.
That sounds good. It sounds good as a non-alcoholic.
Exactly.
But can you imagine how warm you'd feel getting the Oreo Mint White Hot Chocolate?
And that's probably the nice thing about this. You could probably substitute a mint extract or something and make it without alcohol even if you wanted.
Yep. All right, so you are going to use 1 ounce of mint vodka.
They make a mint vodka.
That's where you get it, the mint vodka. 1 cup of cooled white hot chocolate, 3 Oreo mint cookies plus more for a garnish, and get this, exactly 3 marshmallows. Not 4, not 2, they say 3 marshmallows.
I'd stick to it.
So 1 ounce of mint vodka, 1 cup of cooled white hot chocolate, 3 Oreo mint cookies plus more for garnish, and 3 marshmallows. Add the mint vodka, white hot chocolate, and Oreo mint cookies to a blender. Blend. Mixture, then reheat. Add heated hot chocolate to serving glass. Garnish with Oreos and 3 marshmallows. Don't forget, it's only 3 marshmallows. And you have yourself an Oreo mint white hot chocolate.
Nice. That sounds really good.
It does.
Huh.
Yummy. So there you go.
All right. Okay, well, it's time for some history. Are you ready to do some history, Mandy?
I'm ready.
All right, so history is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Call them today for all of your auto and light truck needs, and of course your tires, 785-877-5181.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
All right, it's time for history.
On this day, January 12, 1904, Henry Ford set a new land speed record when he reached 91.37 miles per hour.
Whoa.
In 1908, a wireless message was sent long distance for the first time from the Eiffel Tower in Paris. In 1915, the U.S. House of Representatives rejected a proposal to give women the right to vote. Also in 1915, the U.S. Congress established the Rocky Mountain National Park. 1932, Hattie W. Carraway became the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate. In 1943, the Office of Price Administration announced that standard Frankfurters, hot dogs, wieners would be replaced by Victory sausages. In 1949, Arthur Godfrey and His Friends was debuted on CBS TV. The show stayed on the network for 7 years. Also in 1949, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, the Chicago-based children's show, made its national debut on NBC. 1966, U.S. President Johnson said in his State of the Union address that the United States should stay in South Vietnam until communist aggression there was ended. 1966, Batman debuted on ABC. In 1967, Dragnet returned to NBC after being off the network schedule for 8 years. In 1971, All in the Family debuted on CBS. 1986, Space Shuttle Columbia blasted off with a crew that included the first Hispanic American in space, Dr. Franklin R. Chang Diaz. In 1991, the U.S. Congress passed a resolution authorizing President Bush to use military power to force Iraq out of Kuwait. 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 ruling, gave police broad authority to stop and question people who run at the sight of an officer. That's one thing when we're watching those cops' lives or whatever, we always say, don't run.
I know.
Don't run.
I was going to say, he's running. I kind of question it, too. Just don't run. They're
going to
get you.
In 2005, NASA launched a deep impact. The spacecraft was planned to impact on Comet Tempel 1 after a six-month, 268-million-mile journey. And finally, on this day, January 12, 2006, the U.S. Mint began shipping new 5-cent coins to 12 regional Federal Reserve banks. The coin has an image of Thomas Jefferson taken from an 1800 Rembrandt Peale portrait in which the president is looking forward. Since 1909, when presidents were first depicted on circulating coins, all presidents had been shown in profile.
That's very interesting.
That's interesting.
Today's January 12th. It's National Curry Chicken Day. You know, I like curry chicken. I like spicy, but I don't know. It's getting harder and harder to be able to.
I am not a fan of curry chicken, but that's just me. That's just me.
Well, yeah. And Ron probably wouldn't like it either, but I like it. Kiss a Ginger Day. I don't even know any redheads, do you?
Yeah, I know some redheads.
I don't even know any, I don't think. All my redheaded friends call me and say, hey. And it's also National Pharmacist Day. We love our pharmacists here at Moffitt Drug. They do such a great job at taking care of our community. So wish them a happy Pharmacist Day when you see them. Music, 1959, Berry Gordy borrowed $800 to found the Motown record empire. In 1965, the dance show Hullabaloo premiered on NBC TV. New shows ran until April 11th of 1966. In 1969, Led Zeppelin's debut album was released in the United States. In 1984, Motley Crue opened its first U.S. tour at Madison Square Garden in New York. In 1999, Britney Spears debuted her album, Baby One More Time. And in 2005, Bob Marley's widow announced her plans to exhume his remains in Jamaica and rebury them in his spiritual resting place in Ethiopia. In sports, in 1906, the forward pass was legalized by the Football Rules Committee. Does that make you wonder, what did they do before that? Walk up and hand it to him.
Here you go.
Here you go. Your turn.
Oh, my gosh. That's a Dallas. Here you go. Sorry.
You can touch him. It. You're it. Here's the ball. In 1921, Kennesaw Mountain Landis became the first commissioner of baseball. In 1966, Red Auerbaugh won his 1,000th game as coach of the Boston Celtics. In 1969, the New York Jets defeated the Baltimore Colts 16-7 in Super Bowl III. It was the first victory for an AFL team over an NFL team and was considered a huge upset. And this was the first time that Super Bowl was officially used as the name for the game. In 1993, it was announced that Mario Lemieux with the Pittsburgh Penguins had Hodgkin's disease. And in 2004, Cam Neely's number 8 was retired by the Boston Bruins. Happy birthday to Jeff Bezos, born in 1964, the founder of Amazon. Joe Frazier was born in 1944, the boxing champ who lost 1971's fight of the century. Rush Limbaugh was born in this date in 1951, the host of radio's Rush Limbaugh Show. And Jack London was born in this date in 1876, author of Call of the Wild. People that died on this date, Agatha Christie died in 1976, author of Murder on the Orient Express. Lorraine Hansberry died in 1965, the author of A Raisin in the Sun. Read it. It's a great novel. And Ernie Kovacs died in 1962. He was a TV comedian in the 1950s.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today and over the weekend. For today, Friday, January 12th, we have Pam Shelton, Malia Hempler, Mitchell Shelton, Kendall Holmes, Jesse Hilburn, and Knox Husted. Celebrating birthdays tomorrow, Saturday, January 13th, we have Patricia Otter. And celebrating birthdays on Sunday, January 14th, we have Tyler Flannery and Weston Green.
How many do we have called in?
Three.
All right. Let's see who's going to get that cookie.
And it's number 2, and that's Patricia Otter.
Happy birthday, Patricia. You get to celebrate with that delicious cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have Good Luck Blue Jays going out to all of the athletes this weekend, starting with wrestling today and tomorrow, and then basketball tonight. Happy birthday going out to Colby Untisayer, Patricia Otter, and Aaron Davis, who is celebrating a birthday on Sunday.
We have no anniversaries.
No anniversaries called in.
We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Sunshine Learning Center, the Norton Theater, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, the Norton American Legion, and J&R Liquor. Go try those mint Oreo hot chocolate. White hot chocolate. Yummy. We want to thank all of our sponsors for sponsoring our party line. It's all because of them that we get to be here. All right. Well, Mandy, thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we don't have any storms projected, so we will be back on Monday.
Yes.
I can 100% guarantee that we will be here on Monday. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. Again, please be very careful when you're out and about. Try not to be out too much. We are under wind chill advisories and warnings all the way through the 16th, which is Tuesday. So just be very careful when you're out and about. Check on your neighbors. Check on your pets. If you can't bring your pets indoors, make sure they have plenty of shelter, fresh food, and fresh water. Mandy, have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Nat.
Thank you. I hope everybody has a great weekend. In the meantime, don't forget about us Monday, same time, same place for Party Line.